Blog Talk Radio. Today is October 23rd, 2010, and you're listening to Oracle Radio. We're broadcasting live from the United States to all the wonderful people in the world. I'm Shin Shuri, your host.
And I am Summy, your co-host, and we are glad that you can join us on this day. I'm not sure where you're located in the world, but where I am, there's a beautiful view of the blue sky, green grass, and green trees. It's awesome where I am. And I'm looking forward to jumping into this conversation.
Absolutely. So thanks for joining today. Our episode today is Get Your Confirmation Now with Al Diaz. We have a very special guest with us this morning, and we're going to introduce him in a second. But before we do, I have a few announcements that we typically have some housekeeping announcements that we need to go through, and then we'll delve right into our topic for today and introduce our guests and get some powerful questions and dialogues going with you, our listeners, our guests, and our visitors. All right? So what we want you to know is that if you have a product, a tool, a show, a book, or a topic of interest to share with others, you're invited to submit a request to be a guest host on our show. We are here for you, and we want to make sure you get in front of our audience and any number of people that are out there across the social web to be an inspiration in their lives. We invite all of our listeners to tune in and watch our Oracle TV show, which broadcasts biweekly on Mondays and Wednesdays in the weeks when we're not broadcasting here on Oracle Radio. And for those of you who frequent our show, definitely know that we have a powering dialogue every 2 weeks. So be encouraged to get involved and be engaged and share your personal truth with others. The next thing that we want you to know is Oracles of Truth has officially gotten its 501c3 status. We're excited about that now.
Yeah.
Because now we can actually go out and we can tell people, hey, you can sponsor, you can be a part of us, and you can make a difference in the world. So we're encouraging all of you who are listeners or know someone who has a product or service that they want to share with the world or get or promote, that they can become an Oracle sponsor. And it's now, because we have our status, a 100% tax deduction, whether you're giving a private donation or you're sponsoring our educational program, you can make a difference for others, okay? So for as little as $25 a month, you can promote your product, your brand, or your service, or even your website right here on Oracle Radio or any of our other learning programs. And just a reminder, your monthly contribution will help one person, either a child or adult, receive the education he or she needs tuition-free. So stay tuned, because we've got a lot of powerful, insightful e-courses that are going to be released, and we want to keep you educated, engaged, and in action for your personal growth and development. Also, as a reminder, you can call in to dialogue or ask questions of our guests today, all right? So you can do that in a number of ways. One, you can share an example, experience, or comment about the topic by calling in to our caller number, and that number is 347-633-9540. So call us and be engaged and get your questions and your comments heard so that we know how you feel about what we're talking about. You can also type your comment or questions in our live chat for those of you who don't really want to have your voice on the radio. You can actually type your comments and questions in our live chat, and we'll take your responses there as well. So remember, this is an opportunity for you to connect, share, dialogue, and contribute. All right?
That's right.
All right. Is there anything you want to say, Sumi, before I move on to the previous show and what we talked about there? And we'll introduce our guests and fire up this discussion.
No, actually, I'm just looking forward to it. I already have a few thoughts that I want to share and even ask of our guests today.
Absolutely, absolutely. So really quickly, last 2 weeks, we had a very special guest that was on the show, and her name was Mercedes Ward. And if you listen to that show, you know just how empowering she was for anyone that wants to maintain spiritual hygiene. That was her message for us, is that we have to be at cause for our spiritual hygiene, all right? And I don't know if you remember something, but she talked about getting your tune up, being in tune and staying in alignment and connecting to higher source. So we were so empowered, so enthralled, so enthusiastic about her message that we are going to get her back on the show. So it was just a powerful message. We didn't get to get everything done. That we didn't get to get to the real experience of experiencing Mercedes, but we're going to get her back on the show to do that. Is there something you'd like to say?
Oh, well, that tune-up that she mentioned, and also some of the powerful stories that she shared, personal stories of hers. And, wow, in those moments, if I could be a fourth as resilient as she was in some of those traumatic experiences and how she was able to just find peace at that moment. If you can find peace at those moments, you can find peace at almost any other moment of your life. So powerful stories. I'm looking forward to part two of that.
Yes, me too. Me too. And we're going to have her on Oracle TV, so definitely be watching out for that, and we'll be making announcements to keep you all informed. And another thing that she brought up was giving up or letting go of negative emotions and thoughts about who you really are, realizing the energies that keep you stuck in a downward disposition or state of unworthiness. So the key for her was practicing her 21-day release through conscious breathing, right? And that's where you acknowledge that negative state that you're in, and then you right then, right there, in that moment, you release it. You say, I am success. Success is my sacred right. That was so empowering, so uplifting. I just love that, you know, the message she had. So, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that sounds like a confirmation. As a tie in to it, sounds like a confirmation.
Sounds like a confirmation. And you know what? Hey, we got that leads us right into our main attraction this morning. We have a special guest here this morning. His name is Al Diaz. And if you don't know this person, you need to know him. You need to know what his name is. You need to know how to get in contact with him. You need to know how to connect and be encouraged to have your breakthrough happen through your confirmation. All right? So he's going to be educating us this morning on what he means by confirmation, right? So he is the founder of Illuminate Owl. He's an authentic international speaker. He's also an author of the Titus Concept, all right? And he has his own internet radio show. And he's a spiritual guide and healer. So we want to welcome Mr. Al Diaz to our show. Welcome this morning, Mr. Diaz.
Welcome.
How are you?
Thank you. I love you guys' energy. This is phenomenal. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming. So one of my first questions I have for you, Mr. Diaz, is, how did you begin your journey to awaken and open yourself up to your life purpose and what you're doing right now? I think that's really important as we set the stage for what, you know, talking about your new book, Confirmation.
Well, I'll tell you what I didn't realize the first 40 years of my life. I thought the life I was living was how it's supposed to be. I thought some people were luckier than I was. Some people were more blessed than I was. Some people just seemed to have it all. And though I was not, you know, down in the dumps per se, you know, I was blessed somewhat, but I had a life that was a roller coaster, whether it was financially, in relationships, my health. It was an up and down roller coaster ride for the first 40 years of my life. But I thought that's how life is. And it wasn't until a series of events, and one of them being I was tired of going up and down in life, that I decided to have a better or greater understanding how humanity coexisted with the universe.
Okay. Mr. Diaz, is you were talking, I was looking in the foreword of your book, I believe it was the foreword or perhaps a preface, regarding you were thanking your wife for her who watched you evolve. And it sounds like a partnership. That's what I kind of hear implied under that, and please correct me if you hear it differently. Tell me a little bit about the experience of having her to watch you evolve. Did she comment on that shift? Did she give you observations and her experiences on seeing how you grew, or what is that relationship like? How did that connect you to confirmations?
Well, you know what's interesting about that is that I met my wife, or actually I reconnected with her about 8 or 9 years ago. And prior to that, I was already, quote-unquote, evolving and moving forward. And I started to have a better, clearer understanding or awareness how, like I said, humanity coexists with the universe. And when she came into my life, I saw that she has certain gifts that I wasn't aware of or totally understood. She had the ability to connect experiences and episodes and see how things connected in life. And so I was very intrigued by that. And she showed me how to simplify life so that I can look at things in a more simple manner. And not only that, so as I continued to evolve and as her and I got together and our relationship grew, I understood some of the natural born gifts that she came here with, and as I studied her and I understood where she was coming from, it helped me to grow, and as I grew and my level of awareness grew, she was able to tell me, hey, you know what, you're getting it, and then I just took off. It got to the point where, you know what, I had a thirst for knowledge. I wanted to have a greater understanding of who we are. And she has stood by me ever since.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow.
I hear that kind of like when like when NASA is leaving Earth, it has these different rocket boosters that helps propel it to the next destination. And so, you know, it has these tanks on, and the first one can kind of get you up and into the atmosphere, and then that tank falls off, and then the second one kind of gets you on into the stratosphere, and then you have a third and fourth tank, and each one projects you to the next level. And as you're talking, I'm hearing maybe there have been different people or circumstances that just were like a rocket boost to your evolution, and she sounds like she's definitely one of those people for you. So thank you for sharing it.
Yes, and let me throw something in there. Now, and understand this, and this is not just with her, and what I'm going to tell your audience is, this goes for every experience, and I don't like using these words, but I'm going to use them anyways. It goes with every experience that's good, bad, or ugly. Every experience, if you allow it, could be a rocket booster. It's up to you to decide what that situation, that experience, that person, the uncomfortableness of an experience, whatever, or even the great experiences, it is up to you to allow what that experience is going to do for you. You can leave it alone, you can put it away, or you can utilize it to boost you, you know, to move you forward. So it doesn't have to be all good experiences. It doesn't have to be a great loving relationship. It doesn't have to be a comfortable situation. And what I tell my audience is, in every moment, in every single moment, we are being guided. But But what we have to realize is we have to be open to the guidance. If we are not open to the guidance, if we're not fully aware, if we're not awake in the moment, then that guidance is going to completely bypass us, and it's just going to be any other moment.
Yes. And it'll just be a series of moments without reflection.
Correct.
That no, so sure, if you don't stop me, I'll keep going. I said if you don't stop me, I'll keep going, because I have another one here. For me to hear other men, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, Mr. Diaz.
Okay.
To hear other men talk about this is actually a confirmation for me as well. I don't mean to just plug the title, but that's how it worked. To hear men get to the point of talking about evolution and expressing and moving beyond, and I don't know if this is a gender-based statement, but I can hear women talking about these concerns. I've been a therapist for years, and you know, even my clinical practice has been far more women involved than men involved, and men have their stories that they want to share and talk about evolution and transformation. And so it's empowering for me to hear you talking about this message as a man going through this process and talking about the change and the evolution and the spirituality of all. So I thank you for that. I get confirmations from women. It's also reaffirming men have conversations and be healthy, forward moving.
You know what's interesting is, and I hear what you're saying, I can see what you're saying and how gender-based decisions are being made in humanity, and this goes for both female and male. You know, most of humanity functions from ego. And that means that ego is their master. And there's depending who you listen to, but somewhere between 3 to 7% of the world population is awake. They're aware. They're fully aware. I'm evolving. I'm not going to tell you that I'm fully awake, but I'm getting there. So that means the best case scenario is that 93% of the world population is asleep and functioning through ego. And out of that 93%, it's mostly male because they don't want to swallow their pride. They think they got it all figured out, and they're living through their ego. And what ego is all the influences that people have picked up from the moment they were born and accepted as truth.
Yes, so I would like to delve right into your confirmations, your new book. And one thing that came up for me as I was reading your confirmation, first of all, I just want everyone to know who's listening that if you haven't got a copy of this book, you need to get a copy. And I'll definitely give Mr. Diaz a chance to share with you how you can get access and purchase a copy of the book. But in helping to make a distinction, because one thing that came up for me as I was actually reading your book, I was like, wow, this is so deep. So these statements of confirmation are so powerful. But one thing that came up was, what is the distinction you're making between a confirmation versus an affirmation? Okay, if you could just clarify that for me and the listener so that when they get a chance to read your book, they know what context and from what perspective you're coming from when you say confirmation versus affirmation, and why one is different from the other, and why one may be, I don't know if you would say this or not, but more important.
Excellent question, and I've been asked that by quite a few people. Here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you a little bit of story about myself. When I started to wake up and I decided I wanted to have a better understanding of things, I read every book, I attended seminars, went to workshops, you name it. I was out there. And, you know, one of the things that I remember several years ago, positive thinking. You got to think positive. You have to have a positive mindset in order to produce or enhance a positive situation. And so I, you know, positive thinking, and it worked. It absolutely worked for me. But sometimes it was hit and miss. And then eventually I got introduced to affirmations. And you know, you got to affirm. And in order to, if you want to have abundance, you got to affirm that you are abundant. And so did that work? Of course. It was hit and miss for me, too. Sometimes it would and sometimes it wouldn't. So, and I kept thinking to myself, you know, okay, maybe I'm not saying it right. Maybe I'm not doing it right. Maybe my thought process is incorrect. Maybe I have to perfect the technique even more so. And I said, okay, well, I'll work on myself. You know, it's got to be me, you know. And then I worked on myself. Eventually, as I continued to evolve, I started to realize that I'm already all that. I don't have to keep chasing after it. I don't have to keep going after it. When you affirm something, you're still chasing. You're still going. You're telling the universe, I'm not that yet, but I'm going to affirm right now because I'm going to be like that. You're going after something. You're affirming to be something. You're affirming that one day I'm going to be this. Yeah, perhaps it could be in the next second or the next moment or the next hour or the next day, but still you're putting it out in the future. Whereas confirmation, you're saying it to yourself that you are that now. You know, people talk about, I am abundant. I am wealthy. I am intimate. I am graceful. I am, okay, all and on and on and on. And that's fine. But you're expressing it as you're trying to convince yourself. Whereas confirmation says, I'm already that. I've always been that. And all I'm doing is confirming it.
Yes.
This this reminds me of there is in Egyptian mythology, there's a book, the 42 Laws of Ma'at, and in the 42 Laws of Ma'at, there's kind of a confirmation. It kind of sounds similar to the Ten Commandments, where in the Ten Commandments you might have, I have not killed, or thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. But in the 42 laws of Ma'at, it says, I have not killed, or I have not stolen. One references the perspective that someone needs to be taught these things, and the other recognizes the perspective that I already have knowledge of these things, and I'm confirming this for myself. I'm confirming ethically. I'm confirming that I'm confirming to myself that I'm already not stealing. I'm already living ethically. I'm already living my true self. And so I'm hearing some of that context, and I'm wondering, was this a revelation to you? Did this come through reading? Did this come through meditation or eureka moment? What was the impetus behind some of that?
You know what? It's about 5 or 6, 7 years ago, I started to write affirmations. And I just kept writing them, you know, because I know who I desired to be. Or back then I used to say wanted. I knew who I wanted to be back then, and so those affirmations evolved. And then I started messing with them, and I go, wait a minute, you know, I'm going after something here. And here's another great example I can give you. You know, I affirm to be happy. And in some of my confirmations, I put even more happier. See, in other words, if I'm affirming to be happy, I am not happy yet. And therefore, I still got to go after to be happy. But if I say I'm even more happier, that means I'm stating I've already been happy. I just desire to be even more happier.
Yes.
So, again, and I'm not saying that people are out there trying to make a fast buck and keep people tagging along, but what I'm telling you is, you know what, it's right now. It's right now. Not only is it right now, you've already been it, you just haven't recognized it. We all come here with values, our core values. The only difference between all of us is to either one of you, love could be the number one thing, and to me it could be prosperity or vice versa. But we all have the same values. It's that the importance or the degrees of those values, it varies from person to person. That's what makes us unique. That's what makes us special. One person can have – love's got to be number one for everybody. But for number two, yours could be prosperity. Somebody else could be intimacy, and somebody else could be joy. You know, and number three could be blah, blah, blah. But my point is we already have it. We already have it. It's not that we never had it. It's just that we just haven't allowed it.
You know, it sounds like a remembering.
I love that word, remember. And here's another thing. And if I'm going off on a tangent here, I apologize. Here's another thing.
Oh, no, please.
You know what? And then we are taught to learn. We are taught that there's people out there to teach. And everything I tell in my books and everything, I tell anybody, if anybody tells you they have the answers to follow them, I tell them to run in the other direction. And I will tell you why. Because everybody already has the answers. The best anyone or anything could do for you is to guide you to remember the answers you already have.
Yes.
We already have all the answers.
Exactly.
And you know, and go ahead, sister.
Well, I was going to say we have a caller, and
okay.
We want to take a minute and then get your question as soon as the caller. So we have a caller. The prefix is 905, suffix 4455. If you have a comment or question, definitely about the topic, definitely share with us.
Hi, Al. This is Dennis, Dream Master. I'm calling from Canada. How are you today?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. When you were talking about confirmation and affirmation, if I may, and I'd like your expression on this, it's like a thinking and a knowing, or it's like a wanting and a desiring, and knowing the differences of them. Where that you're going after something, or that you're already there and you've been there, and you go further, like being happy, you desire to be happy, or you want to be happy, then it's a desire to be more happy than you already are when you get to that spot. You know, if I could say those short words, you know, like your comments on that?
Yeah, you almost sound like you read some of my articles before this. a couple of things. One is, And again, faith and hope is important, and it's actually really, really important. And we are taught that in order to be what you desire or to be what you require in life, you got to have faith and hope. And again, they're very important. But how about if you know beyond faith?
Mm-hmm.
How about if you trust beyond hope?
Mm-hmm.
How much more powerful is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's take it a step further. If you already are, and I'm going to use happy again, if you already are happy, you've always been happy, you just haven't realized it or allowed to be even more so,
mm-hmm.
and then you say, you know what? I know I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
I trust that I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
How much more powerful is that than having hope and faith that you are happy?
And yes, exactly. And when we're in that spot, I feel is the divine spot where that we can truly bring happiness to others in purity that way. Without bringing anything, any quote unquote baggage to other people, where that you know, we can give our energy freely to others to have them be happy with themselves as well.
You know, let me piggyback off of that, and I agree with you. To be happy without agenda,
mm-hmm.
to be happy from your heart,
mm-hmm.
to be happy so that it creates a ripple effect without you even saying a word.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that anybody that's around you will feel that energy,
mm-hmm.
that's you.
Mm-hmm.
You are, all you're doing is emanating your pureness,
mm-hmm.
your original innocence without the the baggage and the influences that your ego has accepted all your life. When you are being who you true are, your truth are, your is, your original innocence, guess what? That ripple effect is contagious.
Yep, powerful.
Yes.
You need no words.
Yes.
Just your presence.
That goes back to something that I like to say a lot, and that's the difference between believing and knowing, and that faith is not a derivative of belief, but it's a derivative of experience, which leads to knowing. And so it's just a powerful expression to be able to say, I'm confirming every moment of my life, every day, every moment I wake up, every piece of air I breathe, every time I blink, every time I talk, every time I walk, every time I think, anytime I'm doing anything, taking action on anything, whatever that might be, I am confirming who I am, and I am that also. That is me. I am.
Yes.
You don't even have to add the verbs or the nouns onto the I am. You can just say I am. I am a representation of the very I am that we believe in, right? I am that.
Like
I'm confirming that every day.
Like I like to say, I am who I am, and that's who I am. Because I am.
Right.
You know,
right.
Can't take away that from that, right?
Yeah, so that leads me to my next question, which was, I noticed in your, and I'd like to read a confirmation here, where you talk about honoring who I am and what I am, loving myself unconditionally. I am at my optimal health, honoring my physical vessel. I am the original innocence of the divine's creation, being the permanent conscious vibration of completely infinite. I am whole, perfect, healed, restored, holy, and infinitely valued for my best and highest good. I already am joyously. I am already successfully. And I noticed that you were using adverbs instead of verbs. What was the implication there? Are you trying to reaffirm or reconfirm for people the choice of words and the expression of that word as opposed to a past tense or a desire? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
What happened?
I don't know. Al, are you there?
Yeah. That was weird.
Okay.
Okay. What I'm doing is reconfirming who you already are. And again, there's sometimes people talk about, about the past, and some people talk about the future. All I'm doing is planting, and not even planting the seed, I'm watering the seed so that people remember, so they're being reconfirmed, so they're acknowledging that's triggering something, that's sparking something, that something inside of them is going, I remember this. This feels right. This feels good. And here's the other aspect of it. And if it doesn't trigger anything, if it doesn't make you feel right, if it doesn't even resonate, and if for those of you that read it and say, you know what, this is a bunch of hogwash, this doesn't make sense to me, how could this be valid, how could this be true? Well, the worst case scenario is that the universe will say, okay, you know what, we'll present it to you in a different way. At least now you open your eye, even if it's only a blink for a moment. And now when the universe comes back and says, okay, let me reintroduce what Al was trying to tell you a year ago in a different manner. But all I'm doing there is reconfirming. My intention is to ignite something within each person that reads a confirmation.
And
exactly.
If I can add, I was just talking to a friend earlier, and she said, well, I was thinking of this. And I said, well, with thinking brings doubt. Just no.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
yeah.
No. Just no. Don't think.
I'd like to read one more confirmation and then get back to Summing's question. He was about to ask a question there. One other affirmation I thought was really, really important, because you say it a lot in the book. we start with this, and this particular confirmation is self-empowerment and blessings, confirmation of the Creator as one's source. So here's how it goes. From my heart and from the Creator, right now and in every moment of all of my energy, every cell of my body, every level of my consciousness, every part of my mind, and with expressed appreciation and joy, I am being the blessings of the energy, essence, and quality of life that caused me to even more love and adore my inner spirit and my inner resources for always functioning and doing from the outcome of having the divine as my primary source of my supply, power, energy, support, assistance, guidance, and more than I can ever give altogether to have easily fulfilled yet another of my heart's innermost desires. Thank you, Spirit. Yes,
beautiful.
We can. Whatever
beautiful.
Is presented to us in our reality, we have the divine-given power to overcome or make it even more joyful with our innate desire. That ability will bring forth the divine blessings, resources, people, and or experiences to make it so. That was powerful. Tremendous.
Beautiful.
So Sami, you had a question that you before we took our caller, you had something you wanted to ask. Do you still want to ask that? Do you remember what you were going to ask? Sami, you there?
I think that's what happened. His phone got.
Okay, hold on. There you go. Are you there,
Tommy? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you now.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yes. I was going to have a few questions, but the one that's on my mind now, and I'm listening to the dialogue, and I'm just taking it in, and I want to just kind of see where it's taking my mind, where's my situatedness in this conversation. And I'm wondering, Mr. Diaz, what are your thoughts about the differences between what you're espousing here in confirmations, and also what religion espouses. It's like I found that there's a very big difference for me probably over the last year between religion and what one knows naturally. And I didn't know if you are part of a tradition or if this is something much deeper for you. This is something that comes from your own source.
How about both?
I'm not sure if you found a question in there, but this is where my mind is.
Okay, how about both? And you know what? I'm glad you asked me that question. Nobody's asked me. I've been interviewed a bunch of times, and nobody has ever asked me that question. And I guess this is the moment I've been waiting for. I was born and raised Catholic. I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe in man-made religion. I love Jesus. I love Buddha. I love Muhammad. I love Allah, Krishna. It's man-made religion that concerns me. I'm not going to tell you that religion is bad. I'm not going to say that the religious institutions have their own agenda. I'm not going to go down that road. What I will tell you, though, is we did not come here on Earth dumb. We did not come here on Earth with no resources. We did not come here on Earth without having our own truth. We did not come here on Earth with our own original innocence. We already know all the answers. As I stated before, the best anyone, anything, any situation, any experience, any institution can do for us is guide us to remember those answers. And if everybody understands, we are co-creators of what's going on in our lives. Well, part of us is trying to create for us to remember whatever it is we're supposed to remember, whether it's joy, whether it's peace, whether it's love, whether it's wealth, whether it's abundance, whether it's harmony, whatever it is. We are co-creating with the universe to guide us to remember what it is that we desire to remember or what we require to remember. So we are not dumb. We are brilliant. We are amazing if we just allow it to be.
And, you know, thank you for sharing that, because I think each person either comes to their own conclusions or makes decisions or finds out maybe what is the role of religion, and this is probably more of a philosophical debate, and I don't want to pull away from the topic of your book, but underneath this kind of conversation to me is some people having religion and having religion as their point of focus, as opposed to using a system to remember who you are and what you're here to do. I read so much, I can't always think where it is, but someone says, if, you know, religion should be like a boat, it should help you get to the shore. It should help transform you and get you to another shore, perhaps. And if it only keeps you on the boat, going around and around in circles, then it's not doing its job for you. And so what I hear with confirmations is, you know, confirmations, if I'm understanding correctly, is a system by which you can get to the next shore and continue your journey and not get stuck on the boat itself.
Yes. Yes. I'd really like to add, and if I can add in regards to religion, a lot of people take the core foundation of religions and use it to their benefit, which is ego-based, which is... that's where we get extremists, and it's very unfortunate that that happens. But religion, for me, to say it quickly again, because you know I've got to set up for something pretty soon, it's a manner where that people know that there is something larger than themselves, and everybody takes comfort in coming to communities as a community within their own religion. To have support and knowing that each other know this within themselves as a collective, but unfortunately there are people that take advantage of that, and that is really very unfortunate. But yeah, for me, I take from core of all religions and hold it within me, and know that to be true from the core. And so that being said, I got to run, and Al.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful work you do. You know, beautiful, awesome work you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's tremendous. And we need more of you on this planet.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the comments. Thank you very much.
No problem. Anytime. And Century, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, absolutely.
And to all, peace and love. Bye-bye.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Thank you.
If I can piggyback off of this, and this might take some of your audience back a little bit, because what I'm about to say, I know when I tell other people in front of me what I'm about to say, they're taken aback by it. But it's a very powerful way to know where an individual is, or when a person decides it's time for them to move forward and to know where they're headed. And the question I ask, whether they're Buddhist or Christians or whatever, the Muslims, and I'm going to use Jesus as an example. And I'll ask a person, do you follow Jesus, or do you want to be like Jesus? And most people would say, I follow Jesus. And I tell them, well, it is my desire to be like Jesus, as Jesus. And people look at me like, what?
I'm glad you said that,
because
I feel the same way.
Because you know what? If you continue to follow, then you're going after something. You're chasing after something. If it's your desire to be as Buddha, that's a whole different ballgame. And I would tell you that Buddha and Allah and Muhammad and Jah and Jesus and Krishna and Yogananda and whoever out there, whoever your master is or savior or whatever you want to call it, they would want you to be as them instead of following them. I'm going to believe that they all were not egoic and say, I would like to have millions of followers.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think if they would live from their heart, which I believe for them to do or be, they would say, be as me. Be as who I am. If you see goodness in me, if you see in my heart who I truly am, then be as me. As a matter of fact, be greater than I.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, and you ask a person, do you follow Buddha or do you want to be as Buddha? And most people say, that's blasphemous. How can I be Buddha? Okay, then you will always continue to follow.
Well, you know, exactly. even in Buddhism, it talks about suffering is connected to desire, and the more we, get in this desirous, you're almost like you're constantly in the pursuit of something instead of just acknowledging that it already exists.
Yeah. So anyway,
yeah.
So I guess the reason why I bring that up is when you talk to your audience. And if you want to know where they're at, or if you want to instill a purpose in them, ask them, are you following so-and-so, or is your aspiration to be as? And the two things, whatever their answer is, you will realize where they're at. And second thing is you'll put something in them. You'll spark. Even if they get angry at you and say, how dare you consider me or you yourself to be as somebody, whoever that somebody is. But the thing is, you spark something in them that perhaps it'll wake them up.
Okay. So, sir?
Yeah.
I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Diaz, and how do you manage ego now? And I imagine all your reading and your understanding and your confirmations. What is it that you do to die daily against your own ego, if that makes sense?
I love myself unconditionally. And do you want to know how I got there?
Oh, I'm just listening. I'm receptive.
Okay. Okay, as I said earlier, for 40-plus years of my life, I lived through ego. Ego was my master. Ego functions in survival mode. And in fear, and it accepts consciously or unconsciously, it accepts all the junk, all the stuff, good, bad, and ugly. And I don't like using those words that happened all your life until you finally wake up and say, "Hey, you know what? That's not my truth." Well, what got me to the point, what really accelerated my awareness, what really accelerated my awakening is. When I decided to love myself unconditionally. And what I tell my audience is to do this every single day, every night and every morning. And it's right at the beginning of the book, Confirmations. Go to a mirror. Right before you go to bed, you got your jammies on, you're ready to go to bed, go to a mirror and look into your eyes. Not at your eyes, not at your reflection, but inside your pupils. Look inside your eyes like you're reconnecting with something in there and tell yourself, I love you unconditionally 3 times. And the frosting and the cake to that is you could also add, I honor who you are and what you are 3 times. So you say those 2 phrases right before you go to bed. So when you go to bed, those are the last words you tell yourself, and your body, mind, and spirit is more aptly ready to accept those words. The first thing you do as soon as you get up in the morning, you're so groggy, half asleep, you go back to the same mirror and tell yourself, I love you unconditionally 3 times. I honor who you are, what you are 3 times. And again, you're half asleep, so your body, mind, and spirit is more readily available to accept those words. And you go on with your day.
Okay.
Most people that do that can't do it. They feel funny.
Yeah.
They feel stupid. This is dumb. This doesn't work. What am I doing? What is looking into my eyes going to do? I don't love myself unconditionally. Why am I going to say that? Fear steps in. What if somebody catches me? What if my family sees me? What if my friends see me? Ego will try to convince you how stupid, silly, and dumb this is. it doesn't work. The thing is, and I'll tell you what happened to me personally, on the third day that I did this, I literally bawled. I just started crying.
All right.
I mean, tears were just coming down. I mean, I was bawling. And the reason being, what I realized later, is I reconnected with something that was inside of me, the power that's inside of me, the spirit that's inside of me. And on the seventh day that I did this, I bawled again. And I'm going, well, what's this all about? It's because I let go. I released a lot of the junk that don't want to serve me.
It's the toxins.
Yeah.
Coming
yeah,
out.
I released it. Well, guess what? I've been doing this for years now. I do this all the time. I'll go to a public restroom and do it. I don't care who's standing next to me washing their hands. I will say it. I love you unconditionally. Flat out. Because you know what? Several years ago, if I would have done that, I would have been embarrassed. And my ego would have said, what are you doing? That you're going to look stupid. What are they going to think? What are they going to say? Right now, you know what? I live from my heart.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. And I have a couple of comments.
The answer to your question is, how do I keep my – now my ego serves my heart. Now my ego is my servant. And how I do that? To make sure I love myself unconditionally. Am I perfect? Am I one of the 7% of the world population that's fully awake? I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there.
So you're training this ego of sorts and realigning and readjusting its purpose. If you don't give it a purpose, then it holds on to fear and anger and wants to operate from that place. And when you give it a role or some kind of objective to go after, then it can realign. And is that what you're doing? You said you've realigned it and focused on the heart.
No, what I do now is become the servant of my heart. Now here, I want to be absolutely loud and clear on this. Years ago, I was trying to have a better understanding of everything. I thought ego was evil. I thought ego had to be destroyed. I thought ego had to be removed and deleted. How dare I have an ego? Because that's what I was thought. You know, I went to these different seminars and people were telling me you got to get rid of your ego. You know what? That is silly. Ego is a gift. The thing is that we allowed it, or I allowed it, to be my master. So now when I use ego as a gift because it's intelligent. Are you kidding me? If it functions in survival and fear mode, then it has to have some sort of intelligence in order to get me to what it got me through for my first 40 years of my life.
Okay,
why not use that intelligence to support my heart that has my true desires, my original innocence? And guess what? And that's what I use ego for. It supports my heart. And it supports my endeavors. It supports me to confirm who I am. Instead of leading me astray, it now serves me instead of being my master.
You know, with this conversation, Shinshuri and I talk about monism or pure non-dualism. And it sounds like whenever you break off into thinking that you are separate, that's moving
exactly
into dualism. And what I hear from what Mr. Diaz is saying is that ego is a part of that reality. To act as if it is not there or should not be there is maybe moving into that duality. Acknowledge it's there, redirect it, give it a purpose, and apply that intelligence somewhere else. And the part of it that wants to feed off of fear and anger, you cut it off, you starve it, or you at least realign it. Give it a purpose.
No, well, what happens is what happened with me. What happens is that ego becomes more comfortable serving. And then the fear and the survival mode stuff melts away. Does it happen overnight?
Yes.
No, but it melts away. Because guess what? It starts trusting the heart. It starts knowing. And say, hey, you know what? This stuff works. I can really be happy. I don't have to function in survival anymore. I don't have to function in fear. Okay, here's two phrases I'm going to throw at you. One is, I will always be taken care of. Now think about this. Think about a low point in your life, whether it was last month, a year ago, 5 years ago, 25 years ago, and I've had plenty. But here we are on a phone call, on a radio show, because we have evolved. Somehow, some way, we were taken care of, whether we did it on our own, whether it was some outside resources, whether it was God, whoever. Somehow, some way, we evolved from our low point in life, whether it was financial, emotional, relationships, physical, whatever. We evolved to the point that we're on the phone right now. Well, guess what? Ego starts realizing, hey, wait a minute, I'm always taken care of. It doesn't mean I like going through some of the stuff. It doesn't mean I accept some of the stuff that I go through. But you know what? I'm always taken care of. And here's another phrase I want to throw at you, okay? When you start living and functioning from your heart, when you love yourself unconditionally, and what I tell my audience is have no regrets. No regrets. Whether it's your past, present, or future, no regrets.
That's right.
How you look at your past, no regrets. What you're doing right now, no regrets. Whatever you're going to do in the future, no regrets. And guess what? Your ego goes, okay, no regrets. And everything shifts automatically right there in that moment.
Yeah. So what I'm getting from that is, and then I'm going to have to do our closing remarks. And then I want you to tell them how they can reach out to reach you, get access to your books and what you're doing. What I get from this is what was coming up for me as you were talking was ego, for me, is a disposition of the mind. It's you saying that I'm separate at some point, and you're separating yourself from everything else as if you are not connected at all. And you stand in that firmness as this is me, it's my, I have to protect me, when really it's not necessary. When you remember who you are, okay, and you get back to being that essence, the fear, which is the disposition of the mind, which a lot of people stand in that disposition as a negative energy projection, all right? And this is why we say ego. But you, as he's saying, you can take the ego and you can have it project more positive energy as opposed to the negative energy, which speaks of disconnectedness and separateness as in, instead of inclusion and oneness, right? That's the thing that was coming up for me. The second thing that came up for me, and that, how do you get there? How do you get there? Some people, and we had this in our show with Mercedes where we talked about this, and we talked about some people on their life path and their journey actually experience some traumatic experience or have a reach their nadir, severe depression, whatever it might be that they might be experiencing in their life, and it causes them to awaken. It's so devastating that it is they enter what they call, which is call a survival mode, and it forces you to awaken. We also establish that no, that doesn't have to be the case for everybody. But I will say this, while you don't have to have a traumatic experience to awaken and have it channeled for you, what I will say, though, is that if you don't allow it to happen consciously, deliberately, and step into your greatness now as a conscious effort by you, then you will have a traumatic experience in order for it to happen. So that was just the final thing that I had wanted to say. But one last thing, Al, how can they reach out to you? How can they get access to your books and some of the workshops that you're doing?
Okay, the easier of the two websites is themiracleoflove.com. TheMiracleOfLove.com. That has all the events. And if you want to know about my bio and all that stuff, then my other website is Illuminate-Ao.com. That's Illuminate, Illuminate-Ao.com. If you go to TheMiracleOfLove.com, there's a sidebar to reference you to go to Illuminate-Ao.com. So, yeah, probably the easier to choose the miracleoflove.com.
Okay. So that brings us to the top, close to the top of the hour. Our final thoughts and comments are we broadcast live biweekly on Saturdays. In the week we're not broadcasting, listeners may access our show archives via the Oracle Learning Community, iTunes, or here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, and other social media sites. Don't forget to bookmark us or follow us here in Blog Talk Radio if you are a member of Blog Talk Radio and become a friend. Visit the Oracle Learning Community today to become a member. We are determined to keep you engaged, stimulated, and inspired by being actively engaged with others on a similar or different path. You can reach us at www.oraclesoftruth.org. If you are a soul-inspired business entrepreneur, then tune in and get some tips on manifesting your financial freedom. There are many paths to attain your goals. The question is how accelerated is the path you are on right now. Join us next week for a very special show with Ramacio Fulcher. He was a self-made millionaire at the age of 25. He now leads, coaches, and mentors many people to get clear about their intention and purpose to get what they want and be financially free. So join us next week to connect, share, communicate, learn, and share your viewpoints and perspectives. Solamente aquí, only here on Oracle Radio. Tell me, are there any last comments you'd like to make?
I truly thank Mr. Diaz for sharing that knowledge and wisdom and evolution today. And as always, we encourage you to live beyond your own expectations. Enjoy your day.
Absolutely. And thank you, Mr. Diaz, for coming on the show and sharing all about your new book, Confirmation.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for both of you for being a blessing in our life.
Absolutely.
The ideas and views expressed, shared, and communicated are not designed to limit, change, dispel, or ridicule individual ideas, religious convictions, beliefs, or unique mindsets. Our intent is to challenge conventional views in ways that may or may not have been exposed and debated before. The goal is to educate, enlighten, inspire, and provoke new ideas, viewpoints, and creativity in any and everyone who is willing to listen, communicate, and share their own ideas, beliefs, and perspectives. By sharing, we may be empowered to collectively transform our world and live according to supreme design, as well as our own, in ways that will transcend our present reality.